because my parents would come up to me with my mom saying very different things than other people. You know, she would come up to me and remind me what I want to remind you all, that this should be a day of gratitude. She would wrap her arms around me and say, be thankful today. Be thankful to the people in the corporation. Be thankful to the faculty and the professors. She reminded me, like I want to remind you, that we should be thankful to our families. As my mom once said, behind every successful child is an astonished parent. And I know there's a lot of astonishment here today. She also reminded me to be thankful for those people who at this university take pride in your graduation. Those people who served you food, those people who did the lawns, those people who clean bathrooms, those people who work so hard to make this university function but often do not get our thanks. And so, the nurturing tradition of my mother and grandmother was really wonderful. That my father and my grandfather had a different way of giving me love, and I feel so extraordinarily blessed to have both of these traditions, because my father and my grandfather, having gone to every single one of my graduations, their role was to tease me as much as possible. My father would always remind me, whenever I tried to get proud in a moment like this, he would say, boy, don't walk around here like you hit a triple, because you were born on third base, young man. I graduate from high school. I'm feeling proud. President of my class, honor society. I was an all-American high school football player on the way to Stanford, and he looks at me hard and says, son, don't be too proud today. I know you're going off to Stanford, but you got into Stanford because of a 4.0 and 1600.